Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you've had a really wonderful day. I hope your tummies aren't too full. And I hope you enjoy our last story of Advent Bedtime Bible Stories. Because today is Christmas Day, and today's story is called Never Ending Christmas. Are you ready? I'm really ready. Doesn't today dawn differently? Isn't the light all different? That's because the glory is rising. Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace to all the earth. God has left the glory of the galaxies and has come down to save us, to love us, to rescue us, to free us. God is here. God is here. Jesus is born to you. To you. The glad tidings are to you. It's like the sky is filling with a light that is different from the sun or the stars or anything of this world. It's like one star leaned too close to the glory and majesty of the God become baby and blew up bright. The flame of it lit up the shepherds on the hill and they blazed bright too, full of wonder. Those shepherds ran all the way to the manger where even the fiery stars seemed dim next to the brilliance of Jesus, the light of the world. All over the world right now, 1,000 trees dance with light. All over the world right now, 1,000,000 gifts are given. All over the world right now, at the foot of every tree, we are all unwrapping love. Jesus, the Sun King, who made everything in this universe, gives you the sun to warm your skin and the moon to make a bright door in the sky. Jesus gives you the stars to dance glory over you, and he gives you a whole sky of air for you to breathe in, for you to fill your lungs with realest life. Everywhere, everywhere, there are gifts everywhere from Jesus. Gifts are our air. And when we sin and fall and trip and aren't happy with what God gives, Jesus never stops loving us. He comes and gives us himself. That's what Jesus is whispering to you this Christmas day. I'll take your broken heart and I'll give you my whole one. Isn't that the most amazing, greatest gift? You can always have as much of Jesus as you want. Your heart could burn hot with a love like this. Our whole grand epic story, right from the beginning, has been about him. And when people see that it's all about Jesus, this is what they whisper. Wasn't it like our hearts were on fire right inside of us? Can you see it? This day, this night, light comes. Can you feel it? Your heart's kindling, burning with a love for Jesus that's like a warming fire. Now the shepherds on the hills in Bethlehem that night had angels come to them, lighting their hearts on fire. But no one else heard angels. Everyone else only heard the news from the hearts burning shepherds. When your heart burns with love for Jesus, you're like a flaming match that lights up all the other hearts with the news of Jesus. When you're just one of the raggedy manger stragglers who comes with nothing but your raggedy heart to Jesus, when you lean in close over Jesus in that manger and you see his blazing glory, when you come close to his white hot love for you, how can you not scramble right out of the manger and right into the world with a heart glowing like hot embers of love for Jesus, telling everyone about the love of Jesus? A heart that really loves Jesus could catch the world on fire with love and more love and more love. It's true. Jesus came into the world for you. And it's really true. You came into the world for him, to let everybody know about him. I wonder, as you go to sleep this Christmas night, what do you think it means that Jesus is the greatest gift? And I wonder how that will change your life. So for the last time, it's been wonderful to be with you all Advent and on Christmas. And I hope you all sleep well, and I hope you have a really happy new year. And hopefully I will get to see you all soon. All right, everybody. Night, night. God bless. Sleep tight.